Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I have this perfect song that I want to just open the show with this morning that's been running through my head, and of course I was playing around with finding it to play it at the beginning, and that put me in a minute out of integrity with you. So I want to acknowledge that I started 30 seconds to a minute late. I want to talk today about beyond our limiting beliefs. Like, what would be on the other side of where we currently are? If you look at where our life is, and actually if you put together goals and dreams and commitments and even intentions for the year 2015, I am curious how those are coming along. If you are making headway, if there are have been glitches, if you've scrapped one of them altogether, and what does that how does that make you feel to put that list of beautiful dreams and goals and everything into writing or in a vision board or shared in a group if you were doing a goals class? Oops. Sorry. And I am so curious if that makes you feel bad, or if you're beating up on yourself, or if you just go through the process every year of writing out these goals and then tuck them away in a notebook somewhere and not even look at them again, ever, or maybe at the end of the year. And if we continue to do the same things, do you think we're going to create those changes in our life without putting some different action steps into play? One of the things that drove this idea of having this conversation with you today was around reading some weeks back about the biggest difference between a group of people who are all given the same educational opportunities. They all have good staff. They have amazing visions and missions that they want to accomplish in the world. And let's say they even have the same business coach, and so there's no difference on the advice that they're getting. Yet, what is it that will create true, amazing growth and success for some of those entrepreneurs and not for all of them? And this is the biggest thing that we want to talk about today is it's because that person didn't believe they could be successful. There was a limiting belief, even though they went through all the rah-rah, I can do this, I know I can do this, and they would even take the action steps that they were advised to take, yet if there was an unconscious, buried within them belief that they don't deserve success, it will not happen for them. And if it does happen, it won't last. It'll be fleeting. And the more I'm learning about what it means to bring true prosperity into our lives on all levels, and by that I mean health and wealth and love relationships and creative purpose where we are just so jazzed and excited about doing our work in the world, all of those forms of prosperity, we tend to either bloom in some areas and others we fail miserably at, or we kind of have a so-so level of success on them across the board, or we're not successful. And where are we stopping ourselves? Where is that little internal switch that has been lost in our emotional, spiritual, physical selves, and it needs some tweaking. Needs a tune-up, needs to be removed and a new switch replaced, whatever that needs to be. This is the type of work that I am beginning to do with women, and it is fascinating to see. The more I learn about where my switches are, the more where I've learned where I have gotten in my own way. And despite all of the amazing amounts of money and the fabulous coaches I've worked with and the beautiful website and programs I've put together, there's a little, actually it was a pretty big obstacle that I was carrying around for a long time, that I can't do this on my own, or I need a man to help me be successful, or I need to partner with somebody to be successful. And so as a solopreneur, I have, it's like being a single parent, right? And it's difficult, and you're trying to do everything. And so the more that I reach out and find people to support me, whether it's somebody to handle the bookkeeping, somebody to handle the social media communications, somebody to partner with to help with marketing, my coaches, and the teams of people that I have available access to run ideas and concepts around, I am not alone. And asking for help has been the biggest and most difficult thing that was in my way, because I had a limiting belief that if I asked for help, I would appear needy, weak, and on some level, you know, not even deserving of having this goodness come to me. So that's just one. I'm sure there's lots more places where I need to continue digging. And another one was around being invisible, that I had promised. I was told to be seen and not heard at one point in my life, and then another point in my life I was told to not be visible. My mother actually had told me that, and not be my sexy self as an early teen. Well, you know, somewhere along the line, I took on that belief, that shadow, and that has kept me literally, not being able to show up in the world as my true self. That was a big one to admit to you all. So what I would love to ask for you to do is to join me in a simple guided visualization at this moment that will help you to connect to a bigger and broader view of the world that we may be shutting down and not allowing to come into our life. We can't continue to do what we've been doing, because we will continue to have the same life, the same results. This means we do need to shake it up. We need to move beyond our current comfort zone. And it may not be comfortable. We might be really miserable in this box that we've created around ourselves. And now it's time, if we want to move, to make the decision to do so, and to think beyond what our brain wants to do to keep us safe. Our brain is holding us small because that's all it knows. So this is where we go beyond our brain and intellect and more into the other side of, not the logical brain, but on the other side of our brain, which is where the creative, expansive, I would say more of a connection to our divine, larger, higher, highest self. That's who we want to commune with during this time. So we'll start off, and if you're driving, please don't do this. Turn this down until you get to a place where you can close your eyes and be with us and be present. So we'll start by feeling our feet on the floor, our bottom on the chair, or whatever is supporting us, feeling how we are held by Mother Earth, that she always has our back. At any time that we feel like we're doing it all and nobody's here to help us, we need to remember this beautiful grounding that we don't have to remember to be held by her. Gravity is in place all the time. So we feel our feet magnetically being pulled down into Mother Earth to the point where we grow roots down to connect all the way to the electric magnetic center. And then we can draw her energy up through our feet and our legs. And you might feel some tingling up and around your knees, across your thighs. And as it gets to your root chakra, we then have another cord that pulls us directly down into Mother Earth. So there's a loop where we draw up the energy and then feed it back down. And that anchor holds us in place so that we can do this imaginary divine connection to our spirit or our highest self. From there, we're going to pull in all of the places where our mind is scattered, where we have sent some of our energy to track our children, to find out what's going on with, you know, I wonder about that. Oh, I forgot about this. Oh, this needs to be done in the next 30 minutes. Whatever that is, we've got a few minutes right now just for us. So we will give ourselves this present, this gift of this moment, and tune into all we are and pull back all of our energy into our self. And breathing that in. Breathe it all the way down into our lower belly so that we connect our whole body system. And then from this place, we'll call in our divine. We make sure that our crown of our head is wide open and able to absorb whatever that light energy, wherever it comes from, sun, moon, God, universe, angels, it doesn't matter. But as long as we're connected in, just like we are plugged in, we plug in our cell phone to charge it, and we watch that little icon as it fills up with the battery being charged. That's what we want to do. We want to plug in, connect in, and fill ourselves up with that divine energy. The divine energy and the Mother Earth energy is what creates our unique spark so we can do our unique work in the world. So as we're charging both of those, we're charging up our system and filling up us. Let's just imagine that somebody has just deposited, I love this, I got this from Terry Patton, a check into our account, a good check that actually is really money that's not going to go away, like $100 million. It's gone into our account. It's ours now. And so we don't have any need to worry about money, security, how we're going to show up in the world to create the financial abundance that we're looking for. That's handled. Now we want to look at the world and all of our places where we lose our energy because we're sad about the state of affairs or the lack of peace in on our planet or the environmental concerns or the unfair education system, whatever our personal, and it could be a combination of those, our passions, where we send out our energy worrying, where we would love to see all those things handled and well. Let's just imagine all of that is handled. Peace. We're living in harmony with our planet. Everyone is treated equally, has fair and the same education for across the board. There's no war. We're all doing work we love. So we'll check that off of our list. We are living, then, if we focus on ourselves, we have whoever it is in our life that we so much want to be with. So we are in love, we have partnerships, we have loving families, we have connected to amazing, deep friends, we've got our social circles and our support systems and our spiritual circles. All of that is in place. breathing all of that in, what does that do for your heart chakra? That expansion, that opportunity to just be, where we don't have to fix anything. Everything is done already. And we can just swim or back float in this amazing grace. What a calm, a calming balm for our system this is. To just allow ourselves to totally bliss out and imagine. So this heart opening exercise, coming from this place of opening our vistas wider, of opening to not needing anything, already having anything and everything that we would want. Let's expand and look at what are a few things I would like to be different about my life by the end of 2015. If I knew that success was my only option, or that even there is success in failure, in trying and growing through something, what would I like to experience? What would I want to have added to my timeline of my life by the end of this year? What expansive growth opportunity? What new relationship? What new type of project would I like to tackle? What creative pursuit have I been longing to play with? Is there someone that I want to collaborate with and create a bigger something in the world? It is when we go beyond what our everyday limits presents to us over and over and over, and come from a place of expansion, come from a place of filling ourselves up first and not needing anything, that we can see life differently. We can actually, and I would love to actually take this time and use this exercise to write at this moment, what would be three, I like bigger amounts of options, so I'm going to say 3 to 5 leaps of faith that if you just took one tiny step towards creating something new, if you're wanting a new love in your life, you know, like maybe putting together your profile on an online dating thing. You don't even have to make it live, but just making the first step. Or there's someone that you are thinking about would be an amazing business partner, or somebody to do a collaborative venture with. You know, composing the email or looking up their phone number. Even if you were to take little tiny, tiny steps to move in that direction, what would be those 3 to 5 leaps of faith? And I urge you to grab a paper and pen and write them down right now so that later on you'll go, I never said that. I never said I wanted to do that. What was I thinking? I'm not going to do that. Write them down, and if you're really courageous, share them with me. On my Facebook page, on the Blog Talk Radio comments, you can call in right now and tell me what they are if you really are brave and want to share them with the world. This is the most amazing thing, and every time I have done these leaps of faith, it has moved me and propelled me into newer things that I was so terrified I would never even start. And I am so curious if any of you would be willing to share what your leaps of faith are so that I can support you with them. That would just be my truest joy. I love, love, love and get truly jazzed by working with women leaders and entrepreneurs as they open up their horizons and set brilliant new visions for themselves to move towards. The guest call-in number, we have about 8 minutes left here, is 626-213-5692. I'll say that again, 626-213-5692. And we'll see if anybody gives us a ring. And while we're waiting, I just am curious for you, if you could live beyond your current set point and stretch beyond that. And there's even a huge correlation to entrepreneurs that are more successful that take on the training to begin to run a 5K or a marathon. There's, because of the discipline, I suppose, and because of the training, and because of working through the, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, and then realizing that they can. It's training our body, our mind, our spirit, and our heart that we can move into something bigger and broader than where we are, our set points of where we're at now. And there's a ton of success here on that program that is, what is it, Couch to 10K or Couch to, you know, where they take brand new runners and you start, you know, running 30 seconds at a time and you move into those. So let's see. I also had pulled together some, the quote that I had hoped to actually remember to start this off with was, we find that people's beliefs about their efficacy affect the sort of choices they make in very significant ways. In particular, it affects their levels of motivation and perseverance in the face of obstacles. Most success requires persistent effort, so low self-efficacy becomes a self-limiting process. In order to succeed, people need a sense of self-efficacy strung together with resilience to meet the inevitable obstacles and inequities of life. And this is a quote by Albert Bandura. And the piece around that, to me, is how important community is, accountability circles, mastermind groups, a coach, someone who's, I mean, there's a reason why we're called coaches, because we do run alongside you, and when you get to the place where you're like, I just can't, you know, I just don't think I can do this, and I'm feeling really like this is bigger or beyond, you know, it's more than I want to do today. And the coach will say, okay, before we give up for today, what if we were to try one more thing? Have you thought about this? What if you want to remember what it feels like the last time that new client signed on with you? It's, and I'm speaking to myself here too, because it is about remembering beyond that moment. And when all of our fears and our limiting brain and all of the pieces and parts of us that are like, you can't do this, you can't do this, we have to say, you know what? You don't get to run the show. And continue. Or you truly do listen to your body if you are exhausted and need to rest. And some people find that even harder to do. Resting for those people is the same as running a 5K for other people, because that is uncomfortable for them to sit still and meditate, to sit still without their phones and computers for 30 minutes. Oh, my God, unplugged. Look at a young person. Can you ask them to put their phone aside and join you at the dinner table? They're like, you know, they can barely hardly stand it to get back to that electronic device. And there's a lot of adults that are like that too. So on those notes, I would love to hear about your leaps of faith and if there's anything that I can do to support you as moving forward. Connect with me. DeborahLeanne.com is where you can find me, and there's links on there to connect to my calendar. I'd love to have a virtual cup of coffee or tea with you and hear about your leaps of faith and see if there's any synergy between us and that we might want to work together. So until next week, take excellent care, and I look forward to connecting with you at some point.